Back now with Day to Day. This Thanksgiving week, we've been giving you a bit of a break from all the financial gloom with a series of stories from people with a bright perspective on the economy, people like actress and writer Felicia Day. She's been able to pull off a feat that most artists can only dream of. She got funding for her own series and kept creative control. Day stars in an online show called The Guild. It's about a group of online gamers. The second season starts today on Microsoft's Xbox Live Marketplace channel. In this scene from the first season, Felicia's character named Sid gets dumped by her therapist.
So you're firing me? I mean, you're my therapist. Is that even medically legal? How is that legal?
I'm sorry, Sid, but you don't seem willing to work on your addiction.
I've been establishing parameters like we talked about. Kind of.
You can't grow if you're still immersed in an imaginary social environment.
Felicia Day joins us now in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
Tell me how the Guild first got started.
Well, I'm an actor, and I got a little bit bored of waiting for the phone to ring. So I wrote a half-hour pilot called The Guild about a group of online gamers and how they interact online and offline, because I had just stopped being addicted very badly to an online game. My producing partner, Kim Evie, read the script, and she had just had a viral success on the web, and she said, let's do this for the web, because that's where the people you're talking to are.
So you shoot a couple of episodes for this first season, and then I understand you ran out of cash. What happened then?
Well, we had a meeting, and somebody had thrown out this suggestion, why don't you put a PayPal button up? And I thought that was bizarre. Who would pay for my web show? Evidently, a lot of people, because from that point on, for the rest of the first season, we were completely funded by fan donations. We shot completely on their money. It was great.
And may I ask how much of a budget that was? How much folks sent in?
It was about bagels and camera rental. So it was not a lot. It was just for costs. But we were able to keep the cameras rolling. And that was what was important to us, because we wanted to make this show.
So you're getting this funding from your fans, and then I understand you get a call from a pretty big company called Microsoft. What was your reaction? They call you up and they told you they wanted to invest in you?
Well, it was exciting, although the first season ended in May, and we got dozens of offers from every, you know, networks and producers and co-producers and independent financing, and I didn't want to give up the rights to my show, and I wanted to make sure that the person we partnered with would stay loyal to the fans, because we're so grassroots, and so all summer we waited, and at the end of the day, Xbox Live came in and said, hey, let's partner up and do their show, and I thought it was a great fit. So it was exciting. I didn't know it was going to be real, but it turned out to be wonderful.
There are a lot of artists out there right now that are thinking, man, she really lucked out. You know, I don't know how she pulled it off. I can barely get any funding, let alone keep creative control over my own work. What advice would you give to folks out there?
I would say that the thing about the internet is that there aren't any continent barriers. There are almost no language barriers, really, with translations. And if you want to create something, just put it out there and just stay loyal, you know, stick to your guns. There are a lot of times when I could have sold the show and I didn't, and I just kept going and subsidized it with whatever I could. So I would just say keep making what you love.
The Guild season 2 kicks off today. Want to give us any little sneak preview for Guild fans out there of what we might expect to see?
My character, whose screen name is Codex, has to deal with her benevolent stalker still living with her from the end of season 1. So stay tuned.
Felicia Day stars in the online show The Guild. Season 2 premieres today on Microsoft's Xbox Live Marketplace. Thanks, Felicia.
Thank you.
If you'd like, you can watch an episode of The Guild at npr.org.